I think even the most optimist amongst us is worried. I think the chances for success, given all the circumstances, and really given also the fact that the government, the interim government, or authority that was agreed upon in the Libyan political dialogue, really is not equipped with the strongest credentials to address the most critical issues, whether that's the issue of Haftar and his military presence in the east, or whether it's the issue of the strong and deep militias in Libya, the divisions of the country. And so, I think there is a renewed hope, there is a renewed interest, and there is definitely a renewed international will to see to it that these things get resolved. But I believe the interim authority that was elected does not have all the highest level credentials to be able to deliver. We are hopeful that the Libyan people's will to see a change will bring about. Hopefully the savviness of the technocrats and the businessmen who are in charge of the government will allow for an involvement and inclusion of everybody and some will to overcome problems. And hopefully a head of a presidential council from the east who has not been involved with the blood and the war of the Haftar incursions on Tripoli will have the credentials to be able to create national reconciliation and bring back unity between East and West and South. So we're hopeful. I think the circumstances we're looking at is an increased and a continued will by the international community to see to it that everybody who signed up for this roadmap sticks to their end of the bargain. We need an end of the proxy intervention. We need to see a follow-up to the arms embargo by the UN. And we need to see that economic mechanisms have put in place to alleviate the pressure on the Libyan population and at the same time give incentives to those who may want war to stay away from it so that Libya can prosper and come together.
What is the Libyan-American alliance doing to get more U.S. support for a political solution in Libya?
So the Libyan-American alliance, as it has in the past, has continued to work on multiple levels of political advocacy, public diplomacy, as well as community engagement to get the Libyan-Americans involved in influencing policy and bringing about change in Libya. But more specifically, as of the beginning of the new administration, we have drafted a policy paper that is comprehensive and that covers all aspects of what we believe should be guidelines for the U.S. policy in Libya. We are in the final stages of completing the co-authorship of it because we engaged significant Libya experts and U.S. politicians to contribute to it. And then we're going to engage a process of briefings as well as engagement with the policymakers to hopefully put forth a comprehensive a vision for a successful Libya out of this difficulties. We're continuing to work with Congress to ensure that the Libya Stabilization Act is coming through. And we're continuing to engage the Libyan American community through different means. Some of it is educational, some of it is economic, in order to ensure that we're building the byproducts of the stability that Libya, which hopefully we'll have soon, so that we can sustain and continue the success of this transition, God willing.